let's talk about the benefits of booking concierge staterooms on Disney Cruise Line in this episode of the Beautiful Tomorrow Travel Tips podcast. Welcome back, travelers, to another episode of the Beautiful Tomorrow Travel Tips podcast, your go-to source for all things magical in the world of travel. I'm your co-host, Angela Michuli, and every other week we dive into the enchanting world of vacations, exploring the latest trends, insider tips, and unforgettable destinations. In today's episode, we're setting sail with Disney Cruise Line to discover the exclusive benefits of booking a concierge-level experience. From luxurious accommodations to personalized service, get ready to elevate your cruise vacation to a whole new level of magic. Let's embark on this journey together as we uncover the top reasons why booking a concierge stateroom on Disney Cruise Line is the ultimate way to set sail in style. Welcome back, Erin. We're here today to talk about the benefits of booking concierge staterooms on a Disney Cruise Line. And there are so many. And So, yeah, you recently had a client book a concierge room. And I know I get a lot of questions about, like, why should I do this? So we're going to talk about lots of benefits, at least 12 benefits to booking concierge. So yeah, Erin, do you want to start us off on some of the benefits?
Yes. So I have a client, this will be their first Disney cruise, and they have two little girls, 8 and 10. And so their birthdays are right around the same time. So as a surprise, they decided to go ahead and book a concierge room because they were able to get a really good deal on it. Mm-hmm. So family of four, they are super excited. But a couple of the really benefits that standed out to her that I was explaining was specifically the private Disney concierge lounge. Mm-hmm. When they get aboard the ship, there's a private concierge lounge that's available for them where they can have complimentary water and drinks and beer and wine, and they can just hang out a little bit. They also mm-hmm. have that priority boarding, so they can get on that ship super early. They can go straight to the lounge. The characters a lot of times will swing by the lounge specifically for the concierge guests. Mm-hmm. And they don't have to, it's so easy to meet all the characters anyway on this mm-hmm. ship, but they don't have to look to see when characters are coming. Mm-hmm. The characters will automatically go to the concierge lounge always throughout the day and make appearances. So they're super excited about that. Mm-hmm. The other thing is, because they're going to be taking the concierge benefit, they are able to book excursions and things like that way ahead of time. Specifically, they can get stuff, I believe it's, where is it, 120 days? Up to 130 days before sale date. So mm-hmm. before anyone else has an opportunity to book activities, they'll get an email from Disney Concierge Service letting them know, hey, send us an email by this day of what activities you'd like to book, and they get those ahead of time, which is really special.
Yeah, and before they even get on the ship, so you already have somebody dedicated to helping you plan your activities with Disney Cruise Line. So yes. You get an extra level of service there. But then also you get special check-in, priority embarkation and disembarkation. So there's no waiting in line. There's no waiting around. So if you're somebody who doesn't like crowds, you're worried about maybe lots of kids being around or something like that, this would be really great for you because it's just really effortless and easy. Mm-hmm. And so you're paying a little more for that convenience. And then also, I believe that they have a special concierge level lunch even in one of the sit down restaurants for the day yes. for embarkation. So they can always go to the lounge, but they can also do that. But they're going on the Wish, And a really exciting thing about Concierge on the Wish is that it's the first class of ship that actually has a private concierge pool in addition to the
Yes.
sun deck. Another reason why, if you're looking at concierge, the Wish particularly has the most concierge staterooms and different types of staterooms. You don't have to get a large suite. You can get a suite that's for two or four. A lot of people think you have to get the huge double level suite. There are lots of different types of suites that you don't have to go to this outrageous level of $100,000 or something like
Yes.
that just to book concierge. Your client got an amazing deal. So,
Yes.
and two, the concierge level prices aren't fixed. There are times where it can swing by $20,000 depending on the itinerary that you take. And that's something we can definitely help you find, like that sweet spot. So you can plan when's the best time to go if you want to experience concierge level.
Yes, it's super exciting for them. Yeah, they have the opportunity to have desserts and various dinner offerings, lunch, like you said. They even on disembarkation day can be busy. You're not sure if you want to go to breakfast or maybe do enjoy the ship a little bit more, but the concierge guests have an opportunity to have breakfast. Room service breakfast right at their room so they can finish packing, finish doing what they need to do, and have the breakfast sent directly there at no extra fee, which is amazing. It's just a nice little thing.
Yeah, and on disembarkation day, if you're in a regular stateroom, you can't do that. What do you call it? Room service on disembarkation day. So that is super convenient to do too. So, what are some of the other benefits that you have in concierge level?
So I thought this was exciting. So the concierge guests get any on any of the Disney cruises, you always get some cute little surprises here and there. But concierge customers definitely will always get special gifts throughout their cruise. Gifts may be different from a fruit basket or a bottle of champagne or fresh flowers or anything like that. But there's always just some of those guaranteed little surprises with that Disney special touch that you can expect, but it's always a surprise, which I think is really fun. The other thing is when I was looking into my client's room, she has the upgraded stateroom. So it's the beautiful, normal four-person stateroom, but they have an option of choosing what type of pillows they like, which I thought was really nice because the amenities in the room are incredible to begin with. The beds are the most comfortable beds I think I've ever slept in with the down comforter. But if someone maybe has an allergy, they can choose from a feather or hyperallergenic or a memory foam pillow because sometimes we all have that pillow that we just love and adore. And sometimes some of us may bring it with us because you want to have that comfort from home. But you have that option of choosing if you always sleep with the memory foam pillow, they can provide one for you as well as robe and slippers to enjoy in your room, upgraded lotions and moisturizers and hair products, which the hair products for Disney anyway are incredible. So I can't even imagine what the upgraded version is because I'm in love with the Disney hair stuff anyway.
Oh, I know. And so, yeah, that's a really great tip. You definitely get those upgraded amenities of not only being able to choose pillows and things like that, but also the lotions and the soaps and the shampoos, which I don't know. When you go on a Disney cruise, it just like you connect with it.
Yes.
You want to get it when you're off the ship to remind you of your vacation. But back on the meals, I want to make sure we don't forget that in concierge level, you have the option to have main dining food brought to your room, right?
Yep. I thought that was really nice because sometimes when they have two little girls and the day is full with so many fun activities and there's plenty of relaxation time, but when kids are little, sometimes maybe they'll sit through an entire dinner. Maybe they won't. Maybe they got a little too much sun that day, or who knows, but you can have the, instead of maybe going to the dining room, you can have the meal brought to you, which I thought was really nice because that's just that extra special touch. Have that beautiful gourmet dinner brought to you at the room. You can have it there in the comfort of the room, enjoy it, and then head to a show where you get the priority seating at the shows and popcorn and everything ready for you, which I thought was really cool. They also don't have to pay for internet. If you're busy or you want to stay connected, you get complimentary internet for those concierge customers. So I thought that was really neat.
So, in addition to being able to have meals in your stateroom, you also have the concierge lounge, which is the biggest on the Wish and the other Triton class ships that are coming, which includes the Treasure and now the new Destiny, which was just announced. So
So
exciting. Oh my
exciting.
God. I was just catching up on all the ships and now they're coming out with new ones. What the heck?
It's such a cool concept, the villains. Oh my gosh, I'm
I
so
know
excited.
the whole villains aspect. I'm like, what? And I'm sure stay tuned for more content on as we learn more about the Destiny.
Yes.
As they share that information with us first, because they want us to share it with our clients. So, yeah, you have the concierge lounge, which is open at breakfast time. You get upgraded food and offerings that are a step above what you get in like cabanas, and you're not getting the crowds. It is
Yes.
chill, it's in a private lounge, lots of seating. You can take your food on the private sun deck. And you might have characters that show up. It
Yep.
is such a more chill and relaxing experience. If that is something you want to make sure that you have, that is a great way to do it. And then, so it's open at breakfast, lunchtime, dinner time, and then there's an open bar in the evening with not top shelf open bar, but still, if you want a beer, a glass of wine, that kind of thing. And they have desserts. It's a really great way to just wind up your day.
Yes. The other thing I noticed is their stateroom will have a complimentary, their refrigerator stocked daily with complimentary water and soda of choice. If someone's a diet soda drinker, the concierge attendant will make sure that their fridge is always stocked with diet soda and water, which I thought was really great because a lot of us, we have our water bottles so we can constantly refill throughout the ship all day, which is another free service. Or you can bring on board cases of water or soda so that way you have it. But I thought this was really nice because you have that refrigerator and it's always stocked with whatever your family likes to drink, which I thought was a cool touch.
No, that is a really cool touch. And with releasing this episode, I'm going to share some video from my tour of the concierge level suites and staterooms on the Wish this time last year, which were so amazing. I
Yes.
thank you so much for Disney Cruise Line for inviting me out to do that. Yeah, it's just the bathrooms are bigger. There is just this whole other level when you book concierge. And I think that there are a lot of reasons to go for it. If you're on the
Yes.
fence, we can help you find that great price that might be for in your budget and help you find the right stateroom. And here's the thing, these rooms go quickly. Right now, we just had the 2025 summer itineraries released last week. The sooner you book, you only need a deposit that far out. To reserve the stateroom of your choice, do it now.
Yes.
So don't wait, it will be gone because the concierge level rooms just do go quickly.
And just like anything else, it's that myth. People think, well, concierge, that's got to be so expensive. That's going to be out of my price range. And that's where, again, the benefits of if you're interested, if you're thinking about it, let us look into it for you because it all depends on season. The route of where that ship is going, the occupancy level of that ship, you can get some really good deals for a four-person concierge room, which was bigger than your standard stateroom, which is already big. But it's a perfect option for families, I think. Traveling with young kids can be fussy. Having that personal touch, that expert on board the ship that you can call with anything that you need, it is a lot more affordable than people think. And it could also be a nice surprise for someone on the ship or for a special occasion too. So if you're thinking about it, definitely ask us, because it all depends on what kind of route you're looking for, what ship, what time, and the earlier the better.
Right.
Earlier the better.
Yeah. So if you are traveling with little ones, especially infants, you can make reservations at the nursery before everybody else. Being able to do that, get that time secure, having somebody on the ship that's your personal attendant can really be that difference between enjoying your cruise and maybe so-so experience. So when you look at it that way, it definitely, the price, it's, you're going to remember your experience, not necessarily how much you paid. That's what I always tell clients. If you're going to go for the upgrade, you're going to remember the amazing experience you've had. And then too, if you're not traveling with children, if you're wanting to reserve those adult only hard to get brunches at like Paolo or Remy, getting concierge level staterooms will allow you to secure those hard to get reservations at adult only experiences.
Yes.
Let's see. I'm trying to think.
Definitely something I think I absolutely want to try. You can't put a price on memories. You really can't.
No. And like you said, it's such an opportunity to make the experience even more special, like your first cruise. Or if you're somebody who is worried about being around too many crowds on a cruise, which is something I hear a lot, or being around too many kids, this gives you a really great space. You're still probably going to have kids around, but it's not going to be as crowded. It's going to be way more chill. And then too, concierge, if you're traveling to Alaska, if you're traveling to Europe, some of those activities can get really difficult to book. And then the cabanas on the private islands, those are very difficult to book. So this is not a guarantee that you will get one. But if you don't book concierge, your likelihood of getting a cabana is virtually zero.
Unfortunately, yes.
So if that's something you want to do, you really do need to consider booking a concierge level room. I don't know, Erin, can you think of anything else that might be of value about concierge?
The only other thing that stood out to me is that, oh, you mentioned it. There's obviously you have to pay for your adult beverages on the Disney cruise ship, and they are available. When you have your dinner in the main dining, you are able to purchase the adult beverages. But the nice thing is, if you do have the concierge room, you can swing by that open concierge lounge. There's an open bar, so you can order, if you want two drinks, the husband and wife would like a drink to have with dinner. You can order it there, and you can take it anywhere on the ship, and you can even bring it with you to dinner at the main dining. It's nice that you don't have to. You can just already have your drink right there for you. And it's, I don't know, I thought that was neat.
Yeah. And one thing too, I remembered is concierge level can even get a private golf cart trip from the ship to their private cabana or where you want to go on Castaway Cay. So I know that they also do that. So it might not be all the time, but you can mention it, especially if somebody has mobility issues or you do have those little kids or an infant or something like that, and you're really worried about walking in the heat or whatnot. But that is another way that you can just really, it's just the little things add up to really create this amazing vacation experience.
Yes, 100%.
Yeah. Hope that you found this helpful. Because we're both like travel goals. We want to go.
Yes.
I almost booked it for the summer, but I was convinced otherwise. We're going to do it on the Wish just because we're really interested in the private pool and the private sun deck, maybe next summer. But yeah, thank you so much for joining us. And we can't wait to talk to you on the next episode.
Thanks, everyone.
Bye. Thank you for tuning into this episode of the Beautiful Tomorrow Travel Tips Podcast. We hope you're inspired to elevate your next Disney Cruise Line vacation with a concierge booking. If you enjoyed today's episode, please subscribe to our podcast for more travel tips and inspiration. Don't forget to leave us a review and share this episode with fellow travel enthusiasts. Remember, the magic of travel awaits, so start planning your next adventure today. I will leave all of our contact information in the show notes below and connect with us over at beautifultomorrowtravel.com for all of our social links and ways to contact us. Until next time, happy travels from all of us at Beautiful Tomorrow Travel.